You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, week 249. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza, your one-stop shop for all pop culture news and ramblings. Mainly ramblings.
Mostly ramblings.
Mostly ramblings. If this was like a pizza, the cheese, if it was a Costco pizza specifically,
mm-hmm.
ramblings would be the cheese. Everything else would be the sauce.
Yeah. Everything else is just a topping.
And then the dough would just be the fact that like it's data being consumed.
It's the podcast itself. It's the
yeah, this is getting hard to explain.
It's a very hard metaphor.
Yeah, I didn't think this one out. Anyways, we're going to talk about movies, TV, and maybe some MMA news today. Maybe because there's a fight that starts in like any time now. And I'm going to live stream it silently.
Noise.
While we talk. Yeah, so let's get into some movie news. Sonic the Hedgehog, James Marsden has been cast as a human.
Well, he's not Sonic.
He's not Sonic the Hedgehog or one of his friends.
And I think he's like the lead, right?
Yeah, he's like the lead human.
Huh. How do you picture this movie in your head? Because I'm having trouble picturing
Detective
this movie.
Detective Pikachu, in but my... blue.
Ah, I guess so, but I can't picture that movie in my head either.
Detective Pikachu, I imagine the trailer for Detective Pikachu in real
life.
But
that's like a video game. That's not of the movie.
That's how I imagine the movie's going to be, though.
Be like that? Could
what, be. You think that was a Detective Pikachu? Where's my coffee? And you're like, what is going on?
True.
This is so weird.
True. Oh, that's going to be weird. I'm just having trouble understanding the concept and how you pitch this movie, and they're like... The studio is like, yeah, that's
what we want.
That's going to be a movie. And it's just like, well, I get, oh, here's how, now I've repictured in my head because I thought of more examples. The Muppets movie. That's how I'm picturing this movie. Is like,
I hope not.
Why not? I feel like I have Jason Segel. He's an adult. And then there's like a Muppet character. So like, that could be like a Sonic type character thing.
Yeah, but that would still be weird because
it's still weird because he's like CGI. But you think it's like the Sonic looks like Sonic, or you think they're doing a spin on Sonic where he's like, oh, that doesn't even like look like Sonic.
No, he has to look like, I think it's going to be like an animated Sonic.
But it's a live action movie. It's like,
yeah, but it's like live action with like Sonic the way he looks, like from Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, like 3D, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a weird idea for a movie.
I have my iPad right here. I'm like trying to stream the
smaller screen
on the smallest screen in this room. Yeah, but it has to be animated.
Well, obviously it's animated. I just didn't know.
With live action, like animated. I don't know. It has to be Sonic as we know him.
Yeah, it has to be, but they've done weird things before.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope.
I'm just wondering how many CGI characters there are. Is it the whole Sonic universe? It's like Knuckles and Tails?
Yeah, it has to be them, too.
But why are humans in this? Well, although they have like those cartoons where there's like human, and even in Sonic Adventure.
That's what I'm
like
saying. Sonic Adventure and like his girlfriend is.
Yeah. Sonic World's just a weird world to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no more after a trailer comes out eventually. Be like, oh. Can picture this now, because right now I'm having trouble like understanding what it looks like.
Why is this so hard? What is
going on? Don't make it easy.
Just trying to watch a freaking fight, man.
They don't want you to. They want you to watch on your phone.
Okay, it's round one. How do I watch this? Huh. Anyways. Oh.
Gotta enable your Adobe Flash.
Is it working? I think it's going to start working. It's initializing.
Yeah. It works.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Now I can talk in peace while there's two
no
men
distractions.
Or women or beating each other in the background.
Yes. Good ambience.
Yeah. There is a bit of news, though. Yoel Romero didn't make weight today. He was 0.2 pounds over. So
he
is disqualified from taking the title, so it's not a title fight.
How do you screw that up?
Because he continually is horrible about making weight. And if it's a title fight,
you have to be on
the weight or
I know,
below.
But, like how-
but if it's not a title fight, you get like a pound allowance.
So is he just like not disciplined? Like
he's Cuban.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you should be able to meet the weight.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be that hard to do, I wouldn't think. You know it's coming, so it's like...
I know. That's the thing. People are like, it usually, like, you take a few weeks.
Yeah, you prepare for it. So.
Prepare for it, but...
And you've done this before, so you know, you should know your body.
Yeah. And then Joe Rogan was talking trash to one of the fighters who's fighting tonight because that guy's a douchebag. And he's like, if I win, I'm going to take the UFC belt to Donald Trump because he's the best person in the world, man. And I was like, whoa, this guy needs to. He's the one who spoils.
He's American or?
Yeah, he's an American, but he's the one who spoiled Avengers Infinity War and Star Wars.
That douchebag. I'm more mad at him for that.
I know.
Even though I wasn't spoiled by it, but.
But he's the fact that he's doing
the fact that anybody's ruining anything for anybody.
Yeah.
Intentionally. If you didn't unintentionally, I understand.
Yeah, I've done it plenty of times intentionally.
Yeah, intentionally is annoying.
Fantastic Beasts 3 news. Mm-hmm.
J.K. Rowling has started writing the screenplay for this movie.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I like the first one.
Johnny Depp, the whole Johnny Depp thing was kind of...
Johnny Depp's kind of annoying. And obviously he has to like...
Did you see that picture? People thought he had a disease, but it turns out he's just like doing...
Oh, really?
Like losing weight for Grindelwald.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looks like he's like has alopecia or something where all his hair is out.
Why does Grindelwald have to be so skinny?
I don't know. Like, you're making it harder for me to believe that Dumbledore was in love with him. He looks like an extra for a Dementor.
Yeah. I don't understand his look either. Maybe like he has to look weird or he's not villainous enough. I don't know. I really liked Colin Farrell. That's my problem.
Yeah.
It's like Colin Farrell was awesome. But and that's the thing, he has to be like in all these Fantastic Beasts movies, I feel like, because I assume it ends with like Dumbledore, because we already know Dumbledore defeats Grindelwald.
But they kiss first, right?
I don't think they're ever putting that in the movies. I think that's the Lando pansexual thing. He is, but like...
Well, he's pansexual because he loves robots too.
I know, but they're not going to like...
I realize we've been screwing up bonus podcasts lately.
Yeah, we have.
Because we didn't do Deadpool 2.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do Solo.
You're right.
And I'm like, we really should have done those two movies.
We really should have done those two movies. You're right.
I would have even been willing to do Ocean's 8.
I'll still do
it. But I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, when you see it.
We'll do an Ocean's 8 Ocean's bonus 8. Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that means you like the movie.
Incredible.
So that's all I need to know.
Yes.
Spoiler for tomorrow.
Incredibles 2 bonus podcast, maybe.
Okay. When's that come out?
Next week. Or this Thursday.
Damn. That's so many movies.
There's so many movies coming out. And then Jurassic World is the week after that.
I bought and paid for my Cinemia for a year in advance.
Ooh, did you? Some kind of deal? Or
I couldn't. My old card expired.
Do you have like a grandfather? Don't you have like a previous deal? Or is it?
Yeah, it's the same deal.
Okay, but like, can you get that deal now? If I were to sign up, can I get that deal? Or is it still like because you had the plan before?
Oh, no, you can get it, but you have to pay for a year in advance.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it is a year in advance. The whole thing is.
It's like, I don't think they did month to month. Unless you want to pay it, it's like $25 or $20.
Oh, yeah.
Like, billed annually.
To the year.
So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this, but yeah, we got to go see more movies, man.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Men in Black 3 news, Kumail Nanjiani's offered a role apparently in this movie.
Sweet.
This is the one with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson.
Yes, I hope he takes the role.
He would be an alien, like a kooky alien or something. I think he's just a voice.
Oh, okay. That's fine too. I was thinking as an agent.
Him as an agent would be even better.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's just like the agent that maybe gets in their way sometimes.
Yeah.
Or like is just there or something. Like I thought of him as an agent.
Or it's like maybe he's the agent who everyone finds attractive and Chris Hemsworth is considered ugly.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. But how funny would that be if like every girl is stopping, getting in the way of Kumail, mm-hmm. and Chris Hemsworth like, what the hell? Like,
yeah. I'm trying to think, like, they've done that in movies before. I'm trying to think.
The other guys.
Yeah, the other guys, right? Yeah. The Wahlberg, like Will Ferrell.
It was the Wahlberg Will Ferrell thing.
Yeah.
Except in that one, it's darker because Will Ferrell is a pimp.
Yes.
And no one acknowledges how horrible that is.
Nope. That is a weird plot point in that movie. But like his backstory, I'm like, this is really weird.
What's the name? Alligator or something like that? Crocodile? Yeah. Something like that.
He starts yelling. He's like, I don't want to go back to that life.
Yeah.
Weird.
Which apparently that movie's funnier the second. I never saw it a second time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long
time. I saw it in theaters and I was like, why did we see that movie? Machete came out that same weekend. Or not made that. It was at theaters at the same time. I was like, we should have seen Machete.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. That was a great movie.
True. I want to see that Sam Jackson, The Rock prequel movie.
Yeah.
Didn't they say there were some rumblings of that at one point, right? Somewhere
Has
in the world.
Doing a podcast for 5 years taught you nothing? That rumblings mean nothing?
I know, but like I remember the rumblings. I'm like, that would have been cool.
That would have been
those crazy. Rumblings, why didn't they come to fruition?
Because now they're both so busy.
Half this news on this podcast is rumblings.
I know.
It's like, why did they do that?
And then San Andreas comes out and you're like, this was the movie that
they went for this. It's like,
when's Skyscraper coming out?
I want to say next month, July, like late July, something like that. That's another crazy. Rock disaster movie.
Yeah.
With one, this time he has got one leg though. That's spin
so
on
crazy.
It.
That's crazy. They should have found someone that really has one leg.
They're not The Rock. The Rock can do everything.
Yeah, but it would have been inspiring.
Yeah. True. True.
That's what they should.
Or they should just make,
or just cut off The Rock's leg.
Yeah, method actor.
Yeah.
Or they could get somebody with one leg, and then just. Or I saw a video or
based on a true story.
Image of, like, no, there was a stunt double that has Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man's stunt double has one leg.
Oh, the guy from Broken Lizard, he has one leg.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We saw him live. We saw the joke. They do a joke about when they met, he would hit himself in that leg with a hammer.
Okay. But he's got a thing there. Like, I thought he was literally hopping around.
What do you mean? Does a guy from Ant-Man only have one, like, hop around on one leg?
He didn't have, like, a thing. Yeah, he seemed like he was hopping around. I don't know. I saw an image, so I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see him moving. So I don't. Maybe he does have a
prosthetic limb.
Yeah. It looked like he didn't really have anything.
Because I think prosthetic limbs, like, if you qualify for one.
I'm sure he has one. I just didn't think he was walking around on it in the image I saw.
How crazy would it be if Ant-Man lost a leg in this
movie? I know. Ah, spoiler!
And you're like, that's why they have him.
That's why they got that guy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they should just get one-legged people to play regular leg people and then just...
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens, maybe. I don't know. How many one-legged people
are there? Yeah. In every Broken Lizard movie, they do not talk about how that guy has
good point.
One leg.
True. So there you go. It's already happening. The future is in
the
past.
The future is in the past. Isn't it crazy how different some of these people's ages are?
Yeah.
Like there's a 24-year-old fighting a 33-year-old.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel bad that this guy's only 24 and
It makes me feel pretty bad. That's
But he grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so don't feel bad.
I feel a little better. But that's the thing about sports. It's annoying.
And he's only 5'6". You're taller than him.
Oh, there you go. But, sports makes you always feel old because you're like, oh, these guys, like,
are young and in the prime of their life.
Are so young, and I'm like, oh, well.
I'm older than them.
Like, I'm not doing anything as accomplished as they are right now.
But the thing is with, like, UFC fighters, that's why I like watching UFC.
But
is they're all failures because their careers are so short.
That's also true. I'm like, they're not super, super successful.
Like, I don't know how any of these people can, like, lose gracefully in the ring. If I lost and was knocked out, it would probably be so embarrassing. I was knocked out one time, and it was super embarrassing for me. I still think about that moment.
Yeah.
When I was concussed.
Crazy.
It was just a guy eating chips and nacho cheese. This is so weird. Okay. Godzilla vs. Kong news.
Mm-hmm. Julian Dennison has joined the cast. He is he was Fire Fist in Deadpool 2.
Oh, cool.
Hunt for the Wilder People. He's joined. I like the cast of these Godzilla movies because they got
Millie Bobby Brown
for Godzilla 2. This is Godzilla Kong, but that one's Godzilla too. I don't know. I like the human actors they're getting, even though I only care about the beasts.
Yeah.
But like, I like the human actors they're getting, so that's cool. I like this guy's getting work too. He's really good.
Yeah.
And then Mulan news, a live action Mulan movie. Yonsan An has been cast in the movie. I believe he's going to be a love interest of Mulan, but he's not going to be the main dude. Like this movie seems weird. Very different from the animated movie. And they've been making it forever, basically. Yeah. Like they've been, because they had to stop filming or something. I don't know. But this movie, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this movie.
Yeah, because originally they got like a white guy or something. They weren't going to put this guy in, and they're going to put a white guy in, and the white guy was going to be the love interest.
Yeah, I think they're going like a lot of Asian casts. Like,
and people were outraged.
Yeah, I think they've corrected. Hopefully, I don't know. I don't think they've finished or started yet. So
yeah. And then Willy Wonka news. This is the news we've been talking about for a while.
Yes.
Donald Glover, Ryan Gosling, and Ezra Miller are shortlisted. So we can have three wildly different...
Very different Willy Wonkas.
Willy Wonkas.
I feel like Ezra Miller is like the Johnny Depp. It looks the exact same to me.
It's
he like could a, be a younger version of that.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. So maybe...
Donald Glover's who I think everyone's...
I hope Donald
Now
Glover.
Whenever you Google Willy Wonka, it's only... They don't even mention the other two.
Like that'd be a cool choice because it's so different. And it's like, we want a different Willy Wonka. We don't want your dumb Johnny Depp. And then you can't do what Gene Wilder does. So go completely different.
What if it was like a hip hop Willy Wonka though? Like a hip hopera? Is that a thing? Like Hamilton meets Willy Wonka.
Does sound pretty cool when you say it that way.
And that's coming. That's you saying that. Yeah. You're not like a Hamilton.
Oh, no,
themed,
no, no.
Like. Most of America.
No, but I like it. I mean, yeah, I've only heard it briefly.
Through
like,
me, like,
I should
in my
listen
car,
to the whole thing at least.
You should.
But
when the movie comes out, I'm sure you'll see it.
Yeah. When is Hamilton the movie coming out? Why is that not out yet?
It's in the works.
Yeah, they need
to. His first musical is still in the works, though.
It needs to be out right now.
They're still selling tickets for like a bajillion dollars.
Lin-Manuel Miranda gets to go off and do Mary Poppins. Make Hamilton the movie. Stop being in Mary
Poppins.
They're
still making In the Heights, though. That was his first musical that was a success.
You gotta jump on the Hamilton while it's hot.
It's gonna be hot. It's like the next Cats or Les Mis. Look how long it took Les Mis to come out in theaters. Yeah,
true. True.
It took years.
I just want my Hamilton
already. Phantom of the you just don't want to go to the theater?
I can't go to see a play. I mean, that's live action. What are you talking about? And you see people
on
screens.
Book of Mormon.
I need the careful eyes of editors to go over this stuff.
Yeah, I want it to be more realistic.
I need to take like a year, year and a half to make it the thing.
I want CG.
I need casting speculation. I need everything.
I want controversy behind the scenes.
I want the news. I want the rumors to come out. I need them to fire the directors. It's like everything that goes along with making a movie. The whole process.
I assume Lin-Manuel Miranda would direct that one, right? Like he would direct and write. Well, he was writer. And
maybe even star. Yeah.
That's my question, because in the musical, George Washington is black.
Mm-hmm.
In some of the versions when you see him.
Yeah.
Do you think they would do that in real life? If they make a Hamilton movie,
do
you think there'd be a black George Washington?
Yeah, of course.
My parents disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they're going to...
There's like, no way. They wouldn't make a movie with a black George Washington.
I disagree.
I was like, they have to.
I think they do what... They'd go to the play as...
Mandy... person who has industry knowledge says, she's like, I don't think race would be a factor, but I think they would go for straight up the best.
Yeah.
If Lin-Manuel Miranda's like directly involved.
I agree. I need like his approval from like,
if anything, I would want the original cast.
Yeah.
If you could get all those people. Those people are like
they're
all successful
they're
now,
too big.
But I don't think they'd be too big for Hamilton though, the movie.
Yeah, I think they'd be like, oh, this is where we like got really big. We'll do a favor for you being in this movie.
Speaking of where we got really big, can you believe that Vanilla Ice is still alive?
I believe he's still alive. Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
He's not
on those rehab shows and stuff, wasn't he? He was on reality TV for like a long
time. Yeah, but he like is a house flipper. Like when you say rehab, he's rehabbing houses.
Yeah.
That's where he made a lot of money doing that.
Oh, really?
Fixing up houses.
I didn't know that.
I always imagined he would like...
But how was he going to die then?
I don't know. I always thought that he would like...
He's like not that old.
Be
like
on
50,
drugs,
right?
And stuff.
50s? I don't know.
Because when you said like be too big for it, it reminded me of there was an episode of Surreal Life where it was all those has-been celebrities living together.
Yeah.
Where they went to a karaoke bar and someone was playing Ice Ice Baby and someone... I forgot who. I think it was Poncho. What's the guy's name? from Chips.
Eric Estrada?
Eric Estrada was like, you need to do this. Like, this is the song that made you. You have to sing
it.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that now. Because
he didn't
want to
sing it.
It's a real life. Yeah.
And then he ended up going and rapping it. And I'm like, man, it's amazing that that guy didn't, like, kill himself. R.I.P. to Anthony Bourdain.
It's crazy how they're...
I forgot to mention that.
I feel like, most people embrace, like... Because you know how, like, they're like that one big thing? People didn't always embrace that sometimes.
Yeah, like when I see
even
Tom
still,
Hanks,
there's some stuff,
I'm going to say that thing you do, and he will be like, yes.
Everyone always brings that one up to me.
Because it's his best movie.
All right.
You've never seen it.
I like Forrest Gump.
I think you know what movie he was
Toy
writing
Story.
When he was on press for Forrest Gump?
Toy Story.
That thing you do.
Great movie.
You know his production company?
Big.
You know his production company?
He's a little boy. He gets big.
What's the name of Tom Hanks' production company?
Hanks Entertainment.
Nope. Playtone, which is the name of the fictitious record label from that thing you do.
All right. He danced on a piano in Big.
He's
better than a record
managed
company.
A band in that thing you
do. Wow. A band.
Yeah.
It's not a million movies what about
wonder.
Managing a band.
I don't think there are a million movies about managing a band.
I think there's a lot of movies about bands. And
yeah.
There's managers in them, so that means it's about that.
How many of them?
Like NWA, that movie's about Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, but
getting
did,
these people,
did
screwing
Paul
them
Giamatti
over.
Write and direct the movie?
Not as far as I know.
Exactly.
But
so when the manager, the actor who plays the manager of the band, writes and directs the movie and names their production company after the record label in the movie. Then we can talk.
I mean, if you're going to get that specific, I mean.
Then we can talk, Mike.
All right.
I said good day.
I will create that person and make them.
Write a movie.
Yes. I will find that person.
I'm telling you, it's America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks.
Okay.
TV news. This is the news everyone talked about because no one wanted to talk about all the dead Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne, the show has been canceled after Roseanne Barr's racist tweet where she referred to a woman looking like the love child between Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes, which was Obama's former aide. And but now they're saying a spinoff is possible. But someone, I saw it on Reddit, but I think someone also tweeted it, where they should make just continue Roseanne, but recast Roseanne as Danny DeVito and just never bring up the subject.
They should.
And how that would be hilarious.
I would love that.
And then I tell my older coworkers about it, and they're like, that's not hilarious. That's just weird. And I'm like, but that's why it's hilarious.
See, but I think that's the
that's
those
the
are totally different
between
demographics
the
between
demographic.
Who's watching those shows.
If you want a younger demographic, you would do that.
Yeah, exactly. If you
like
want
totally
if you want to change the audience, that's what you do.
Yeah, if
and
you
people
want.
Would support it because of that. It's such an awesome idea. Like, I'd start watching Roseanne if Danny DeVito shows up.
Did you hear about the girl who went to prom with the Danny DeVito standee, and then he took her? He made a standee of her and took it to set to It's Always Sunny.
That is so cool.
I was like, what a classic.
That is awesome.
I went to, when I, a few months ago, I went to Cal State Fullerton for a fest, like a concert thing.
Yeah.
And there was a guy holding a picture of Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
this is a big thing? Cardboard cutouts or pictures of DeVito?
It was like a framed picture of Danny DeVito. Like, why are you holding a picture of Danny DeVito? And he's like, why aren't you holding a picture of Danny DeVito? And I'm like,
you got no response to that one.
I'm like, that's all I need to hear. He's like, don't you know how great he is? I was like, he's the greatest. It's like, high five, brother. And I'm like, high five.
Yeah, It's Always Sunny has really like put him into a different stratosphere with the younger people.
Yeah.
Where he's like become this guy who's like...
He's like
he's the
Bill
best.
Murray.
Yes.
Or Tom Hanks. Or... He's like that level where you're like, man, that guy's so cool. Like, I'm sure he's like not probably not mean to people when they meet him.
I don't think so. He just seems like a cool guy.
He just seems like a cool guy. Like Barack Obama, Tom Hanks, Bill Murray, and Danny DeVito
at Mount Rushmore.
Walk into a bar. It's a party.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I want to see all those people in the same room together.
You can't.
It would never happen.
It would never happen.
That's just too magical.
Yeah. Better Call Saul news.
Yes. We have a release date for season 4. It's going to premiere on August 6th. So the wait is almost over.
Yeah, I need to watch the show. Everyone's always like, did you love Breaking Bad? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, do you watch Better Call Saul? And I'm like, nope, never seen an episode. And they're like,
you should watch it. It's a show that gets better, so it's a good trajectory.
I can
now.
And
then it becomes Breaking Bad probably eventually. Probably this season is probably the...
Because I finished Better Call Saul. I finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. I watched 5 seasons in like 3 weeks, so I don't get an award for that, but whatever.
They're not giving out those awards anymore?
No.
Nah, they used to.
They used to. They used to be when it was still on Fox or whatever. Lord of the Rings news. Originally, it was stated Peter Jackson had no involvement with the new project, but apparently he's the one who's putting the creative team together, and that's it.
Okay. That seems like a lot of it. I mean, that's not nothing.
Exactly.
That's pretty... I'll put this and then let the machine go.
I always assumed it'd just be like, okay, give it to the guys who make Game of Thrones. Bye.
Yeah. But they want to do their... Are they still doing that racist Confederate
show? I have no
show
idea.
Or whatever. You haven't heard much about that after.
No one talks about that.
Wait, they're doing Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're doing a trilogy, which I don't understand because Rian Johnson's also doing a trilogy. How can they possibly do trilogies at the same time? Are they thinking like 20 years ahead? What's going on?
No, I think they're doing like a trilogy and then they're like, oh, like alternating years trilogies.
Do you think they're doing double trilogies?
Yeah.
Huh. That's an interesting way to go.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm interested to see how the Star Wars thing shakes out. Still, we're only year what into 2015? Year three? We're only into year three of Star Wars?
Everyone I
tell... Is that crazy? We're only into year three of Star Wars.
Everyone I tell my idea that they should have made Han Solo... They should have just done a 5-episode miniseries.
Yeah.
Loves the idea.
I know that... The movie seems like a show.
It should have been a... What are the chances that every story Han Solo talks about...
Yeah.
...happened in, like... Let's say the whole movie takes place in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah,
I think it's only a week or two.
Well, no, because, like, the beginning...
Okay,
there is a time
years.
Jump.
Okay. Yeah, but nothing happens in that middle part.
Okay, 3 years.
Yeah.
And let's say he's, like, in his 30s.
When A New Hope starts.
In A New Hope?
I think he's, like, 20s in Solo, Star Wars story. I think it's, like, 10 years before.
All of his stories, like, come on, then you're getting annoying.
No, I'm just saying, no.
I don't know, but like all your stories happening in that short of a time, you're getting annoying then.
Oh, yeah.
Later
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You're being an annoying person who's only talking about the glory years. You're like that loser
literally
who's like, talks about high school over and over and never stops talking about high school even though they're in their 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a great story because what else was he doing all that time? And he doesn't talk about any of that stuff?
Yeah. It's like I had some dark days.
But yeah, if you put that, if that was like their headliner show on their Disney streaming service when it was announced, I think that'd be a great idea. But,
yeah.
But now it's like,
I'm saying miniseries. Because I think people need to fall in love with the miniseries format.
Yeah.
People haven't fallen in love with the miniseries format.
Yeah.
And I think
they haven't really.
That's a travesty. 5 hours, 6 hours maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, but sometimes they'll have, like, how many episodes of Stranger Things?
11.
Is it that many?
8.
Is it 8? I think it is 8, the first season. And then it's 9?
Isn't it? Like, sure.
But, like, that's almost a miniseries, you could say. Because it's, I like 8
Black Mirror, 6 episodes.
That's kind of like, but they're also separate. That's kind of not.
Yeah, but I'm saying like 6. Well, you do an anthology series, but Han Solo
is
the connecting thing.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And
it's weird because the movie's almost like it's caught in between being one movie and also planning for sequels, but also you didn't hold anything off for the sequels. So it's like you got to either think of it
like American Crime Story is a good example.
Yeah.
Where it's like 8
episodes.
It's
anthology. It's...
Yeah, but it's 8 episodes. So you do that with Star Wars.
Yeah.
You do like a Star Wars anthology series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you do it... Because my idea was always 1 episode. Horrible idea. I'll take that one back right now.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Do the 8 episodes.
Yeah.
8-hour-long episodes. 45 minutes in reality.
Yeah.
Episodes. And
then you
the next season...
Time jumps, right?
Next season, you do another story. So maybe you introduce Kira in episode 1, bring it back in episode 8, you bring back Kira, let's say.
Yeah.
Season 2, guess what? All about Kira in between those episodes. Mm. Have Han Solo come back midpoint in the season, and then you see what happens to her for the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Just do stuff, be more creative.
Basically just be more creative.
Don't like lock yourself in this. It seems like they're locking themselves in the box.
Yeah.
When they don't need to anymore.
Like, yeah.
We have other things available to us to distribute entertainment. It doesn't have to be a movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand.
I think this streaming service will do a lot for that, though. I think once it that's will, up and but running,
I don't think you.
They're not thinking that way right now. Definitely. That, although they're making a show. They are making a show like Jon Favreau, but like
That's animated.
No, it's not animated.
Okay, it's not
live action. But it's not what you're saying. It's not like with the big story in mind. It's not like we'll do a Luke series. They're not thinking of the cinematic characters in TV format. They're not doing that.
Yeah, because it's like. I don't know, like, my only fear if I was Disney is, okay, they made how much money? Like, $200 million, right? Off of Solo.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You'd have to look.
I think they might be losing money.
I think they
spent, like, $300
million. No, but I'm saying box office total right now.
Okay, yeah.
Not judging how much money they spent anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to make that much money through a streaming service might be tough.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Unless it's like a premium. Because right now they're making like $15 a head.
Yeah.
You would have to make that a month. Like even, let's say, like $15. You'd have to make $15 a month.
It's kind of like per user. It's almost like they're waiting until they see it in the box office drop off. There's no point to do it. Because like Solo is like, it's a poor box office for Star Wars, relatively for Star Wars, but it's still a successful movie by any other standards. So, and if they hadn't have like reshot the movie twice, they'd be.
But a lot of people are blaming marketing.
I trust that. Well, that's kind of our discussion, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So we'll talk about that later. But yeah,
Game of Thrones prequel series. A pilot has been ordered by HBO, and the synopsis is: it will take place thousands of years before Game of Thrones, where the Age of Heroes turns and descends into the darkest hour. Which I assume
thousands of years. It doesn't lock them into anything.
No,
it's pre-established. So that's cool.
We also don't know how long people live.
George R. R. Martin's involved somewhat in this, right?
I'm sure.
Like he's got to have, because it's got to be based on his world. He's got so much of that written.
Yeah.
That I think
like we could probably see an ice dragon.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm curious. To, like, if they are they going to go full all in on this series as they did on Game of Thrones.
I hope so.
Because you can't half do it. No. You have to go for it. So yeah, that's cool.
And Atlanta has been renewed for a third season.
Good.
So that's not a surprise there.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. I mean, one of their best shows.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for some We Viewed Reviewed. And discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.